امروز میخوام یک مقاله درباره مغز یا همون برین رو به زبان انگلیسی براتون بخونم. البته این ویس مخصوص کسایی هست که به انگلیسی مسلط هستند. Okay, let's start. An early brain map. Throughout history, human behavior seemed impossible to understand. Teachers wondered why some students were good at math, but other students were not. People wondered why one neighbor was friendly, but another was unfriendly. Parents wondered why one child behaved and another caused trouble. In the early 19th century, a German doctor thought he could answer these complex questions. His name was Franz Josef Gall. Dr. Gall believed that the brain was the source of human behavior. He said it was possible to understand human behavior if we understood how the brain functions. He believed that each area of the brain was linked to a certain behavior, such as bravery. Furthermore, Dr. Gall wondered if the functions of the brain created bumps on a person's skull. If so, a doctor could learn about the person's behavior by analyzing these bumps. He could analyze the location and the size of the bumps on the skull. The bumps would tell the doctors about the person's behavior. Dr. Gall began to test this idea. First, he looked at the heads of many people. He located the bumps on the skull. He measured these bumps. Then he asked the people questions about themselves. He wanted to learn about their behavior. He looked for a link between people's bumps and their behavior. Finally, Dr. Gall thought he could link every bump on a human skull to a certain brain function. He created a complex map of an average human head. The map had 27 areas. He labeled each of the areas with a brain function. Some of these functions were friendship, music, numbers, a love of children, bravery, and memory. Dr. Gall named this mapping of the human skull phrenology.